Finance Minister's proposed draft budget for 2011 aims for a budget deficit of 135 billion crowns, or 4.6% of GDP. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has said his government would propose a change of law to prevent mediating companies making fat profits from state military purchases. And the new Environment Minister Pavel Drobil on Tuesday won the President's approval for a radical change of policy at the ministry. Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek's proposed draft budget for 2011 aims for a deficit of 135 billion crowns, or 4.6% of GDP, taking cost-cutting measures further than expected, the Daily Hospodarske Noviny wrote on Tuesday. According to the paper, the proposed 58.8 billion crown cut in expenditures is 4 billion more than originally planned and would affect all ministries. The draft proposal is to be submitted to the government on Wednesday and is expected to spark a heated debate. Cabinet members are still at odds over this year's cuts, with ministers from the Public Affairs Party arguing that they were having to shoulder a heavier burden than their colleagues in government. In one of the first reactions to the budget proposal, the Justice Ministry on Tuesday expressed serious doubts as to whether it could operate on the sum it had been earmarked for next year. Spokeswoman Veronika Ludvíková said the ministry had been earmarked 18.8 billion crowns, which is approximately 12% less compared to 2010, a sum which she said was near impossible to work with. Justice Minister Jiří Pospíšil has asked a team of economic experts to assess the possibilities and say whether the cost-cutting measures are not in violation of the three-party coalition agreement. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has said his government would propose a change of law to prevent mediating companies making fat profits from state military purchases. Speaking to journalists on Tuesday, the Prime Minister said he was determined to push for a change of legislation which would prevent a few privileged firms from sponging off the state and would enable the Defence Ministry to make the purchases directly. As an example, the Prime Minister cited the purchase of four transport CASA planes for the Czech military, in which case he said the mediating firm had done very little at a hefty price. Under the present legislation, no direct purchases from foreign companies are possible, and the Defence Ministry relies on the services of companies such as Omnipol and MPI Group. The new Environment Minister Pavel Drobil on Tuesday briefed President Václav Klaus about his priorities in office. Mr. Drobil said following the talks that the President had approved his plans for the ministry, which will seek to balance the needs of the environment with those of society. The new Environment Minister, who was originally considered a hot candidate for the Trade and Industry Ministry, has alarmed environmental activists by announcing a change of direction in environmental policies that will most likely include support for nuclear power and a more benevolent policy towards business activities in protected nature reserves. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.